this afternoon. It is very, very enjoyable to be hosted by you here at the BC Legislative Buildings. This is the place where men and women are called to work to protect and serve fellow Canadians. We, in particular, want to express our gratitude for the public service and the leadership that you show, especially at a time as such we've experienced this past weekend. It's certainly been a weekend like no other in our province, and we thank you for showing that leadership, speaking up for vulnerable Canadians, and doing what you can also to respectfully hold the government to account when it comes to protecting British Columbians here in this province. And we will continue to pray for you as you serve in those leadership capacities. Thank you for putting yourselves forward and doing that work day by day. We pray for you regularly as ARPA Canada. As Heather said, ARPA stands for the Association for Reform Political Action. We have a twofold mission, and the first part of it is to educate, equip, and encourage Christians to political action. We believe that in Canada today, in British Columbia, there's many people who are concerned about what's going on. Christians also are concerned. But we don't always know exactly what to do and how to do that. How do we impact public justice in our country? So we come alongside Christians, informing them on some of the issues of the day and helping them to respectfully build relationships with their MLAs and present solutions to some of the challenges and problems that are facing our society today. The second part of our mission is to take a biblical perspective directly to our civil authorities. Canada was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. I think if we observe our country today, we would all agree that at some level, many people have been complicit in actively destroying those foundations, and it's because of that that we're seeing a lot of the challenges that we're grappling with and dealing with day by day. Each of you, I see many of you holding one of the ARPA dossiers that are on our table here. We do encourage you to take one along with you. Included in this package are two important issues that we would love for you to consider how you can help us advance in the province of BC. The first one is medical assistance in dying, euthanasia. Many times people will attempt to say, well, that's a federal issue. The federal government has to deal with that. And we agree that the federal government has a lot to do with the issue of euthanasia and assisted suicide. They're the ones that allowed it to become legal. They're the ones who have, over the last 10 years, actively expanded it to more and more people. In fact, in Canada today, as of 2027, people with mental illness alone, as the sole underlying condition, will be able to request and receive euthanasia. We believe, and we hope you agree, that people with mental illness do not need suicide assistance. They need suicide prevention. And because of the division of powers in our Constitution, the provincial governments have an incredible responsibility to take care of the health of the citizens of their province. So included in this package are recommendations, suggestions of what you can do as provincial legislators, especially in your role in holding the government to account, in the things that you can propose to protect vulnerable Canadians from euthanasia. The latest year we have statistics is 2023, and in that year, over 15,000 Canadians requested and received euthanasia. BC is only second to Quebec when it comes to the leading cause of death being euthanasia in our country. Much to be done there. We ask that you encourage some of the things that we're recommending. The second issue that is included in here is, as Heather referenced, medical transition for minors. Gender dysphoria is an adversity, is a suffering that is real in our country. But the problem is the solutions that are being foisted upon children are causing irreversible damage that they are not able to come back from. So things like puberty-blocking medication, cross-hormone therapy, gender transition surgeries are things that a provincial government is able to speak into, is able to do what they can to protect vulnerable minors from some of those procedures. So included in there is also background resources for you and then recommendations as to what you can do and how you can move forward. Please know that ARPA Canada prays for you regularly. We pray for members that serve in all levels of government. We know that it's not an easy calling. And whether you're from the Conservative Party of BC, whether you're from the NDP Party or the Green Party, we pray for you. We understand that it's a challenge. And we need to find our help and our hope and our strength in an almighty God. And so as we end our time together, we're a Christian organization. We understand that you start every day in the legislature with prayer. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. So let's bow our heads together for a moment. Lord God,